I'm going to play you a little audio here, and then I want to hear from you at 317-239-1009. So the basis of this is a indie father apparently was fed up with his daughter, I guess, going back and forth with the girl. He's saying that she bullied him. I'm sure it goes both ways, that both girls were bullying each other. But he ended up, after the daughter got off the bus, pulling out his camera and kind of saying, hey, why don't you guys fight? And this is starting out the audio here. It's only about a minute long. It's a neighbor reacting to the situation about the father kind of jumping in there. And he's actually been arrested for allegedly punching the girl. I've seen the video, and I'll put this up on our Radio Now Indy.com website so you can see it, and on Facebook too. I don't know if he punched her. It looked like he pushed her more, but here's what the neighbor had to say about it.
It's ridiculous. I would not want anybody to hit my child like that. Yeah. I would never do that with my child either.
The fight took place just two doors away from Jenny's home in this neighborhood near 42nd and German Church. This video, recorded by one neighbor across the street, shows the suspect also recording the fight on his phone and even giving the girls some instructions.
Here, with your fist, ball your fist up.
Did you hear that? He said, hit her, ball your fist up, hit her with your fist. There's some more here.
After police were called, they arrested this man, Spencer Woods, for felony battery on an underage child.
It's appropriate that he was charged for that. It doesn't make sense for a grown-up or an adult to encourage behavior like that.
According to the affidavit, Woods told police his daughter was being constantly bullied. Once the girls got off the bus, he wanted them to fight to end the issue. Near the end of the 42nd melee, Woods can be heard taunting one of the girls as she tries to walk away.
Don't run!
Neighbors like Jenny say adults need to act like adults, which she says clearly didn't happen in this case.
It's irresponsible. It's not really teaching the child anything.
Now, I'd like to ask at 317-239-1009. Joe wants to know. Also on our social media, follow us at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram. And Alex just put this up on our Facebook. It's Radio Now 100.9. I think we'll all agree this isn't the first situation where a parent physically got involved. And of course, a parent of a child being bullied should never push, shove, pull a gun, do anything to another kid, whether he pushed her or punched this girl. I think we all know that. Parents have gotten on buses before and like confronted kids. I don't think they should do that. But is his father that far off? That's the question I kind of want to know, with wanting his daughter to end it if she was being bullied, or if it was reversed, and end it by fighting. And I don't care if it's a girl or a boy. Is that the solution? Him being involved in videotaping it, only thing that could have made it a little bit better if he would have yelled, "World Star!" Maybe I would have got a little bit of a chuckle out of it. But what do you think about that? That's the solution right there. I know everybody's going to say, talk it out, don't fight. But do you think maybe that would solve more of our problems if there was just one fight and it was over? Live the Web Girl, do you have something you want to say here? You look like a big fighter.
Yeah, I just want to say I got bullied throughout grade school, high school. And I'm not saying like girls just being like, oh my gosh, like you're not cute. Like I'm saying like legitimately harassed.
Mm-hmm.
And like people like would destroy my car, like things like that.
Dang.
And I do not think fighting would have helped the solution at all. What I did was try to not let it affect me. Know that those other people are so unhappy and have something so deep and dark going on in themselves that they have to attack at me. And realize that it has nothing to do with me and everything to do with them. And learning that at that young of an age then has helped me throughout my entire life. Now, anytime someone else is in a bad mood or doing something like not great, I know it has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with them. So I'm in control of my own happiness and my own destiny, not theirs. So I can control what I do. And so I don't react.
Cool. Hey, thanks for sharing that there, Liv. Alex, you kind of were nodding your head. You kind of agree with that?
I just think this entire way this situation was handled was just trash. Just absolute trash parenting. Every time, I mean, when I was growing up, I had kids in school. Their parents like that would get involved. They'd call other kids and be like, you know, you little punk, blah, blah, blah. Like, just like, it is so trashy. This is just not at all the right way to handle it. Especially him stepping in with a video camera and all that. I can't even
punch her in the face. I agree.
Like Ashley says she likes what he did, though. On Facebook, she says, God forbid we tell our kid to stand up for themselves, especially when the principals and guidance counselors don't do crap because they favor the star athletes and popular kids.
All right, well, somebody was not a star athlete or a popular kid posting that. And maybe you're right about that, Ashley. But to be fair, though, I don't know. Teachers now have to be bodyguards. They got to be police. They got to do this. I mean, I don't know. I've got a sister-in-law that's a counselor. Do you know the crap they deal with on a daily? Teachers are underpaid, overworked. They can't do everything. And I'm not saying fighting is the solution, but it's more of the question for Joe Wants to Know. Is that maybe like the right thing? Was that dad actually making a decent point?